You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
He also said the coordinated Paris attacks that left 129 people dead and hundreds injured likely was not a one-off event. A British Airways flight is on the ground in Boston after a passenger tried to gain access to the cockpit. Reports say a woman had to be restrained on a Boston-bound flight from London. The plane is being met by state police at Logan Airport. Russia says it will offer a $50 million reward for information on whoever is responsible for planting a bomb on a Russian commercial airliner. The Kremlin confirmed today that the crash of a Metro jet plane that went down in Egypt last month was indeed caused by a bomb. Meanwhile, the Kremlin announced it had stepped up its attacks against ISIS in Syria with a new round of cruise missile strikes. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Hershey is rolling out a line of simple ingredient chocolates just in time for the holidays. More from USA's Tammy Rose.
The company is ditching artificial ingredients in this year's holiday milk chocolate kisses and Hershey milk chocolate bars. The candies are the first in an effort to switch to simpler ingredients consumers recognize, announced by the company earlier this year. A QR code is printed on every package of the simple ingredient candy. When the code is scanned, customers can access detailed product information, including nutritional facts and allergens. I'm Tammy Rose.
Denver International Airport is at the top of the worldwide misery map when it comes to canceled flights so far today. According to FlightAware.com, over 80 flights from Denver and 50 arriving flights have been canceled today because of wintry weather. Airport officials are encouraging passengers flying today to check their flights before leaving home and to add extra time for possible poor road conditions. Highways around Colorado are closed or have safety restrictions due to heavy snow from overnight. And conditions are ripe for tornadoes throughout much of the central U.S. A swath from Texas to Nebraska is seeing extreme weather that is expected to move into the eastern Gulf Coast states today. At least 20 tornadoes have been reported thus far, while golf ball-sized hail fell in parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. There are also reports of damage, including downed power lines and trees. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hi, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and we're just turning the hour. So let me tell you what's happening weather-wise, and we'll play a couple of commercials from our sponsors, and we're going to get going. It looks like we're going to have a pretty good week out there this week. It's 52 right now. It's a little more chilly than it was yesterday. Wednesday, we're going to have a high of 56. Thursday, we're going to get up to 65. And then on Friday, we're going to hit 53 again, and then 48 on Saturday. So seasonable. It's been unseasonably warm. So we're going to get started. When today's broadcast, we're going to talk with Ray Hawkins, who's visiting with me. And we're going to talk, since I'm specializing in the seniors market, we're going to talk about the over 55 investment market, including Social Security and some of the options that are available to us. So first things first, let me play a spot or two from our sponsors and we'll get going.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Once again, this is Joe Peters. One more quick commercial. This one's going to be mine, and we're going to get started.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again, and I'm back with Ray Hawkins, and we're going to talk a little about some of the financial opportunities available to people that are 55 plus. I like to say, if 55's in your rearview mirror and you're fast, quickly approaching 65 or maybe just passing that as well, this is the show for you. Being a senior real estate specialist, I'm certified in that field. I am very interested in helping out and sharing the information that we've attained professionally that could be of interest for seniors. And that's what this is all about. In future weeks, we're going to have people on talking about Medicare, people talking about insurance options, people talking about employment options. A lot of seniors are retiring because, okay, the job petered out and maybe there's still some steam left that, you know, why go into forced retirement if there's still some work out there? Also, we're going to talk about taxes, and we're going to talk about some of the different financial options and things that are available to the seniors. So, Ray, say hello.
Good afternoon, Joe. Great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Ray and I do business together. We're both involved in both Hunterdon and in Somerset County. Ray is with AEPG Wealth Strategies, saying it correct. And he's going to spend the most part of the next 45 minutes or so just talking with me casually about some of the things that he gets involved with with people that are in that 55 plus category, including Social Security, which I find famously interesting, because there's some things that are available to you that I wasn't aware of and that we're rapidly finding is of a lot of interest to other people. So Ray, tell us to start with a little about your background.
Okay, I'm a certified financial planner. And that is one of the highest designations you can get as a financial advisor. It requires, you know, a period of study. You have to go in through training. And we're trained, our discipline, in all the disciplines of investing, insurance, retirement income, and things that really kind of, enabled you to put together a full comprehensive plan. And the other thing about it is, AEPG Wealth Strategies is what's called an RIA, a Registered Investment Advisory Firm. Now, why is that significant? It's like the CFP. It's an independent company. We're not beholden to any particular product that we have to sell to our clients. Our relationship really isn't a selling relationship. It's a fiduciary relationship, and that's important because it's fiduciary is do what's right for you. So somebody who sits down with me should be assured that I have their best interest in mind. It's not what can line my pockets with a commission. It's really what is the best for you. So, and I've been with AEPG for going on 6 years. I've been in the financial service industry for going on 34 years. I'd previously spent a 28-year career on Wall Street and investment banking. So I took some of that experience and now bring it home to, you know, Main Street.
And where are your offices based at?
We're based in Warren, and our office is actually on the border of Basking Ridge and Warren.
Okay. I know I visited. I just didn't remember what exit I got off when I came over. Ray, I meet a lot of people that are investment advisors in the various chambers of commerce and business associations that I belong to. It seems to me that a lot of them are in transition. They've come out of a career, and they're looking for their next career, and they're probably very qualified to do what they're doing, but I often question whether or not I'd want to take that person and let them manage my assets. How do you tell one from the other? How do you tell somebody's the kind of person you probably want to work with?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's not apparent to most people. I mentioned to you that I'm a certified financial planner, CFP. That's one of the things I think everybody should look for. It's, as I said, it's the highest designation you can get as an advisor. When you can, even though I had 28 years of experience in financial services and working in investment banking, I was not able to call myself a certified financial planner. If I came out of college and I went to work for a brokerage house, provided I got a Series 7, I can be an advisor. If I go work for an insurance company and get a life and health insurance license, which is really, I can do that basically in a week's time to study and take the test, I can call myself an advisor. But there's no real, what the difference is there too is that if I'm working for a company that produces life insurance or annuities, I'm actually paid more to sell you those products. It may be a great product, but you're not being able to know what the rest of the field, what else is out there.
Right.
So as a certified financial planner, what I'm obligated to is I'm bound by this fiduciary rule. Okay, that's part of the code of ethics that I have to uphold, and that's doing what's the best for the client. And then you couple that with an RIA, an independent firm, you're at a better level of getting something done that's best for you. Without that, I think most people have that fear of who's benefiting from this conversation, the person sitting across or am I?
Right.
And that's where I think that's the real difference. So I would encourage anybody who's talking to someone to ask that advisor, what are their credentials and about the company that they work for? Are they independent, or is it are they siloed in one particular company?
Right. Great advice. I know when I was dealing in stocks, and I guess I didn't do it very successfully because I'm not doing it anymore. I always wondered when somebody called me whether they were trying to just churn and earn some commissions or if this was really a good tip. And it was hard to tell because you're trying to do what's right for you. And sometimes it's hard to say no to a trusted advisor on a phone. And then if it turns out that trusted advisor is really working for himself and not for you,
yeah,
it's a difficult situation. I know you told me recently that, and we want to sort of segue into the over 55, you had helped a woman out that was referred to you that she was thinking, I'll let you tell the story. Why don't you pick it
okay.
up?
Okay. Actually, a mutual friend had advised, referred this woman to me. She is 75 years old. She was very concerned. Someone had talked, she went to see someone that was, her friend told her that she had done some business with. She had actually heard this person on the radio. And she went into the office, and they convinced her to turn over a large portion of her money, which was in a 401k, and buy an annuity. Now, annuities are not bad things, provided they're used properly and in the right proportion, because they can guarantee you some income later on. But there are a lot of costs involved in annuities, and you really have to know exactly what it is you're getting. Well, that was what was happening. She was becoming increasingly nervous about what she put her money in. And then on top of it, the advisor had induced her to put in a large portion, like 80% of her money, into something that's very illiquid.
Wow.
I mean, it can guarantee you income, that's great, but what happens if you have an emergency and you need funds? If you can't get to them, that's a problem. And, you know, the governing bodies, FINRA, it has rules about this, and you're never supposed to have more than 50% of your assets in one product, no more than 25% in one particular investment. That's not being a fiduciary or looking out for somebody. So she was really nervous about it. And on top of it, when she would come into this guy's office, he kept telling her that he was so busy that she should just sign these forms and then he'll get back to her when he gets a moment. She came in thinking she was going to get it. Originally, she came in looking for a fixed annuity. And by the time she came to me, the paperwork that she was looking at was a variable annuity. She wanted a death benefit. This one didn't have a death benefit. She wanted by her being over 75, she has to take what's called RMDs, required minimum distributions from her qualified plans.
Right.
The way that the advisor set this up, she was not receiving any income from this annuity for the first 2 years. Well, where's she going to get? You are required to take these RMDs out, and she wasn't able to do that. That would have had to come out of any other cash flow she had because they're required. So there were too many things that were just fishy. So we got her in a good place. There is what's called a 30-day look. So once you get your annuity, a signed contract, you have 30 days to look at it, and you can return it and have no penalty.
Okay.
Now, you would need some legal help to do this, and that's what I enlisted with some professionals to make sure I understood this the right way. But it is kind of a difficult thing, something like that. So, that, you know, people, seniors, their demographics have been that they are very trusting people.
Yes.
And they don't question a lot. So if somebody sounds good on the phone or on person, they're very susceptible to go ahead and doing this stuff, and they fall easy prey. You couldn't do that with what my kids, what they call the millennials. They don't
right.
really trust anybody yet.
Right.
So it's kind of a different dynamic. But that's what the problem is, and that's why so many seniors. My father-in-law is the same thing. He gets calls from a call from someone says they're in the IRS that he has to owe money. Well, the IRS does not call anybody. They will send you a letter. They will not call you unless
there's
been prior contact. So this is constantly going on, and there's a lot of fraud in the elder care market that people should definitely be aware of. They should always get somebody a second set of opinion like this woman did to find out if this is legit.
So it sounds to me like sort of vetting the person, the new person you're talking to, is important. if somebody is uncomfortable with the person they're talking to, there's probably a reason. It's either not chemistry, or that person isn't answering their questions or telling them what they'd like to know about it. This woman happened to be 75, but it could be somebody in their 50s, 60s. It doesn't matter.
It could be. Yeah, because, you know, quite honestly, people are busy, okay?
Right.
You work all day. You're at work. You commute, maybe. And you come home. You've got your family to deal with. You're just busy with life. And somebody might say to you, this is, you know, maybe you should do this, Joe. This would be for you. Well, it might be all right for this person, maybe not for you. And then after a while, you start to wonder, am I really doing the right things? So having a trusted advocate is a great thing to do. And again, as you search out, you should ask some of your friends if they know of a CFP that they have and trust that they can talk to.
That's a great way to get started, because a trusted friend with a trusted advocate is a great spot. And you probably want to interview a couple.
I definitely would encourage that.
And you're looking for chemistry. I know that's always the important thing. And you're also looking for the answers that you want, because some people take more time. Some people, I know I teach technology. Everybody's at a different level when I get started. I've got to zero in where they're at in order to take them forward. We're going to go to a few of our sponsors for a second, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
So our last commercial was from another one of our members that also does financial planning. And Ray is with AEPG, Wealth Management Services, Wealth Strategies. I want to make sure I get it right. Ray, how would somebody contact you if they wanted to talk to you directly?
Well, they can call me on the telephone, which is 908-821-9768, or I can be emailed at rhawkins@aepg.com.
Well, great. And Ray is, as we mentioned earlier, a CFP, which according to Ray, and I have no reason to doubt him, is a level that you want to at least attain before starting working with a financial advisor, because there's different levels. And he'd be more than happy to explain to you. And I would think is if you're looking for somebody to talk to, if you're dissatisfied with your current situation or if you don't feel it's under control, a call to Ray might be in order to be one of the few people that you do interview before going on. Ray, when does a senior typically start getting involved in trying to figure out where they're at and where they're going? Usually it's a long time ago, but a lot of times it's not, huh?
Well, you know, it sometimes it starts with as you start to think about retirement, depending on, you know, the company you work for or your business. But that's what usually gets it started, because most people are pretty good about, you know, gathering and saving. And so provided they were successful there, then it starts to think, well, geez, you know, if I don't have an income, how long is my money going to last me? And that's where that people may start to get involved. And one of the things I like to try to ask people is, when you talk about retirement, what does retirement mean to you? You kind of said something at the beginning about, you know, if you have a little energy left, maybe you want to keep doing something. Well, being active actually is very good. Not only can you earn some extra money after you leave work, but it also keeps you invigorated, keeps you involved, and keeps you more healthier because you stay social. So, and what I always tell people is, if you can start planning at in your 50s, late 50s, early 60s, before you reach that point, about what do you want to do after retirement? Do I want to be a consultant? Do I want to work at the golf course because I like being around that? Do I want to work in a dive shop? Do I want to do something that's active? And if you can kind of get yourself honed towards that, maybe with some, set yourself up with some in network groups about people that do similar things, it's a really good thing. Because the worst thing that I see is that when people retire, they don't know what to do.
Right.
And then, you know, the other part of it is, like I alluded to, is how much money do I need in order to retire to make this last? So if you do have some sort of a job, that takes that much pressure off of your investment portfolio. Even if it's $25,000 or $15,000, that's $25,000 or $15,000 you don't have to draw. And then you start to couple that with Social Security and what you're going to have to take from your qualified plans, which is your 401k and IRA,
right,
at age 70. Then you can start to build a retirement income and see how long this will last you.
I know in my case, that's almost what I did. I had worked in the corporate world in sales, and once you turn 60 and get some gray hairs, they don't seem to have that many jobs open to you anymore. I did go back to work a couple of times for up towards to a year or so, but somewhere around 9 or 10 years ago, I became a full-time real estate agent. And in effect, real estate is not a bad way to earn a living, because you work on your own and you're as motivated as you want to be, and at the same time it keeps you active. And if you like people, it's a great way to. We were just recently on a trip to Europe, and one of the things I always ask the waitress is, what's your first name? You know, it's amazing how people don't tell you what their first name was. And this woman says, why do you keep saying that to people? And I'm saying, because I'm in sales, I just talk to people. It's amazing what you can find out if you ask questions. So I think you hit on something that's very, very important, and that is keeping active keeps you healthy. Because I've seen people come to the point where they can get retirement. Good, I'm going to take retirement. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to and now they're watching soapbox operas, and they're playing a little bridge, but they really don't have a goal in life to keep them active. And what you hit on was working at the golf course or whatever. It's what's your passion?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my passion is sport fishing. I can't earn a living doing sport fishing, so I take my vacations and do that. But my other passion is working with people and helping people. And I found that for me, real estate works. It doesn't provide a bad income. And at the same time, between what retirement I have and my Social Security and my investments and this, I'm comfortable and I'm happy and I'm not sure I'm ever going to stop. You know, I may slow down a little and I may spend a little more time on vacation, but I think, and that's why one of our future sessions is going to be on employment opportunities for those who are about to retire or thinking about calling it quits on their main job, and how do I start to use some of my passion and my experience to do what you just described? Maybe cut it down to a 75% draw on the cash out. And
anything you can take some pressure off of that portfolio is going to make it last a little bit longer. And there's also the other point of even if there's something you don't really feel like you want to be in on a paycheck, there's the volunteer work, charity type work. It's really rewarding. And you really feel like, you're giving something back. And, when you start to do that, you're socializing with people. It energizes you. The days go by quicker. You just feel so much better about yourself. And staying healthy also is another way to keep your portfolio lasting longer, because healthcare, as we all know, is very expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. And it's almost scary because I know we've gone for some financial advice, and the attorney said you've got to be cognizant of what will happen if you have a catastrophic illness, and yes, it affects both sides. And in our situation, it's probably not the same as everybody else, because we've decided not to get married. It just never happened. Mm-hmm. And the advice we got was, you probably don't want to be married, because if you are, a catastrophic illness on either side will drain the entire both sides of the relationship's financial. So to us, that made a lot of sense, and we decided not to get married. So we're living in sin, but whatever. We've been doing it for 25 years. It's work. It's not. Don't fix what's not broken. Talk to us a little about, I'm seeing people get retired because they lost the job. And we just went through what some of the things were available to them. But what would be the first thing if you were 50, you had a customer that was 58 years old, and they've been with a company for 25 years, and all of a sudden things are up or coming to an end. What would you suggest they do at that point in time?
First thing is monitor your expenses. Take a look and see what you're spending, because there are discretionary spending and there's mandatory spending. So if things come back, get bad, and you have to, you're not getting the job, the biggest thing you can control is your expenses. The market, it goes up and it goes down. We can't control that. We can only control our exposure to it. But your expenses are the first thing that they'll have the most impact on how much money are you going to drain from your account. So that's the first thing. A budget is a good thing. And then, you'd want to also look and see what are, with your investments, if you're doing them themselves, one, are you being tax efficient? Because that's another way you're going to lose money. And then the expense on those investments. So if those expenses are too high, that's kind of money going out the door that you don't have. So in the simplest form, like I work for assets under management. So people pay me a percentage of the assets I manage. Well, if somebody didn't have a job, one of the things I would tell them is, maybe you want to try to manage this yourself. Because first of all, if I take 1% of their assets, well, that's 1% that they can have. So, right. Things like that. And then there's other investment costs inside of it. So those are the things I would start looking at first.
And I would think if you're out of work, and you're saying, well, maybe this is the time to retire. I wasn't planning to do it at, I picked 58, but it could be any age. I would think several things are going to happen. One is you have an awful lot of time on your hand all of a sudden, and you may not be ready for that. And two is you could start spending more money because you have a lot of time on your hands. And that's a trap
So that there, if you can't find anything, probably the best way to keep yourself busy is doing some volunteer work. So you're not hanging around and being unhealthy or just getting depressed. So that'll kind of keep you engaged. And plus, the more socially active you stay involved, you have that ability to network and find out what else is out there. And think about this too. If you were going to hire somebody that, unfortunately, we all know that, people have lost their jobs because, just like you said, you're the old guy and we want the new guy, somebody who's less expensive. So if you had a chance to hire somebody who's been sitting around for the last 3 months and just looking for a job, or somebody who's actually been active volunteering in the meantime, I think that says a little something about their character and who they are. So maybe that's somebody that you wouldn't, you might get the edge over somebody who's just looking.
Right.
Depending on what your qualifications. Let's say, I'm just saying qualifications being equal.
I think networking is just the underrated. I mean, we hear people talk about it, but most people don't do it.
Yeah.
They go home, they watch TV, and the next thing you know, they're not shaving, and the next thing you know, they're not even ready to go out. They're getting a little overweight or whatever. It becomes a syndrome or a series of bad things feeding on each other. What I find, and for the people who can't see me out there, I'm 72. I'm an active 72, but I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to leads groups, and we talk at the various chambers. We get involved in the various things. I'm going to ribbon cuttings in the evenings. I run a real estate business where I do several dozen transactions a year, and I'm an active. We just got back from Europe, and 2 weeks we're going, not even 2 weeks, the day after Thanksgiving, I'm going sail fishing down in the Keys. I'm going for my 30th year. Nailed 4 sail last year, and they're all still swimming. It's all catch and release. So, you know, for me, that works. It doesn't necessarily work for everybody. Knock on for Micah, my health is good.
Yeah.
Not everybody's health is in that same situation. And eventually, we all will have a health issue of some sort or the other. But I do think, from my experience, that the more active you remain, the healthier you probably will, the longevity of your health will probably go proportionately. And there's some health things you just can't, you know, resolve. I mean, when it happens, it happens,
right.
And it's going to happen to all of us. You got into, at the Chamber of Commerce, a discussion on some of the options available to people Social Security-wise. Fascinated me. And I've heard another presentation. As a matter of fact, the girl that just did the last commercial, Jeannie, did one, and it was a different person, same subject matter, a different twist on it. I was wondering if you could sort of go through what is available to people when they turn 62, 65, 66. It varies by your year you were born in, I guess.
Yeah. So let's just kind of keep it generic and say that the earlier age that you can claim is age 62. And then there's what is called your full retirement age, your FRA. Now, let's just say for anybody who's roughly 60, in their 60s, it's going to be 66 right now. Okay, and then there's what is called delayed claiming, which would be 70. So we'll start with the first one, 62. If you claim your benefits at 62, you will only get a portion of what you were entitled to at age 66, your full retirement age. You'll get about 35% less than you would have if you claimed it at full age of 66. And each year it goes up a little bit, you know, 25, then 15, and then eventually you get right up to your full amount.
So you get less,
so
number one.
So you get less. And let me say that we all paid into Social Security, and it's probably, it is one of the best annuities that are out there. It's inflation-based. You've already paid for it. There's no hidden costs in it like there are with private and commercial ones, annuities. So there's a real, and it's guaranteed for life. For your life. So a lot of people will rush in and say, okay, it's 62. I'm taking this. I paid in my whole life. I want my money.
Yep.
Well, what you're doing is you're betting that you're going to die young. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm betting that I'm going to last a little
bit
longer.
Right.
So right now, for I think males, the average age is something like 82, and women it's 85. Now, that's the average. That means 50% of the people are lasting longer. So It's kind of a loser's bet to bet unless you have health issues. Okay, so if you have health issues, that takes another thing, or if you absolutely need the money. But if you can afford to hold off until your full retirement age, you're going to be better off. So not only do you get your full amount at 66, each year I said it's inflation hedged. So this year, unfortunately, there was no CPI or inflation, so there were no increases. But on a general basis, you could look back over the last 30 years, and the average increase is at like 3%. So your benefit would increase 3%. So will it at 62, but you're talking about 3% of a larger number.
Right.
Now, the next stage you can do is say you can delay your credits or your benefit until age 70. From 66 to 70 for 4 years, you get a guaranteed 8% increase each year.
Wow.
So let's take, for instance, if you had
$2,000. Okay, that was your full retirement benefit at 66. If you waited till 70, that would increase by 32%, which is $640. So now you're up to $2,640 per month. If you were to take it early, you get about 35% less. You get about
$1,300 instead of $2,000.
Yeah, it's about $1,500. So, and if you live a long time, that makes a difference. The break even is about 12 years from the time you start taking it. So in other words, at 62, if you live to age 74, past 74, you did not win the game. Social Security did. They're paying you less. At 66, that number becomes 78. And at 70, you need to live past 82. And anything past that. Now, there's another dynamic that people forget in Social Security. Okay, a married couple, my wife and I, we happen to be the same age, but the point is women live longer than men.
Right.
Okay? So I am the larger earner. So when I pass away, my wife gets the larger benefit of me or her. She won't get both, but whichever is the larger. So if I was getting $4,000 a month and she was getting $2,000 a month, when I pass away, she gets the $4,000.
For as long as she lives.
As long as she lives. And being that women live longer, you're doing your spouse a favor as the male to try, if you're the higher earner, to delay yours and get the bigger one. Because one of the two of you, it's almost actuarially, one of the two of you is going to be alive at age 90. So,
right.
You know, it makes a lot of sense. So that's what I said, you know, past 80. And here's the other thing about it, too. When you are when you're younger, you at 62, like we were saying, if you stay active and you do things, you can still work and earn some money. Who's going to hire you at age 80 or 82?
Yep.
And you really need the money at that point because your medical expenses are way higher. So now you're really hedging yourself if you do happen to live longer. I ask, how many people? I bet everybody out there knows at least one person that's alive that's age 90. And you might even know some people that are age 100.
Right.
And they might even be in your family.
I just had somebody tell me this morning, she looks at the obituaries every morning, and she averages the death age. And she said this morning it was 91. That's good news.
There are a lot of people out there that are. My father-in-law is 87. The oldest male that lived in his family, I believe he told me it was like 55.
Wow.
He beat him by 30 years.
Wow.
And he's doing very well, by the way, at 87.
Wow, and I hope to be saying the same thing myself someday. We're going to go to a commercial or two. We'll be right back. This is Joe Peters at Weichert with Ray Hawkins with AEPG Wealth Strategies, and we'll continue this conversation when we return.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And once again, it's Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors, and I'm joined today by Ray Hawkins with AEPG Wealth Strategies. And we're talking about the 55-plus options, and we're into Social Security. And we mentioned that you can, if you want, at a 35% discount, start taking your Social Security at 62 versus 66. But what are the income tests, Ray, between those? There are some significant differences, I understand.
Yes, there's something called an earnings test or an earnings penalty, however you want to phrase it. But if you're below your full retirement age, you lose $1 for every $2 that you make. And over the threshold, which I believe is $15,240.
So that much isn't effective.
Yeah, so if you earn over that, then that money's penalized, the dollar for every $2 that you earn. So in some cases, I mean, $15,000 is not a lot of money. So, you know, I think that anything over, if you earn about, I'm trying to remember the number, it's something like $35,000, maybe $40,000, you basically are giving everything back that you would have gotten. Now,
wow.
You don't really lose that, because what will happen is it's credited back when you get to be full retirement age. But you're kind of, why would you collect it at that point then anyway?
Right.
Because you're not getting it. So if you earned, like, if you earned $15,000, on the nose, then you can get your full benefit and it's not going to cost you anything. If you own 25, you're going to be giving back a portion of your
that extra
benefit.
10.
And once you get up to 40, you're not going to get it anyway. It's going to be credit,
wow.
So why claim it?
So you really need a consultant of such to understand what these options are. Because even Social Security, and I've been there, they're wonderful people, but they're not exactly going to tell you everything you need to know unless you ask them.
Well, what's interesting about that too, Joe, they are very good people. But they will tell you exactly what you can, what's your best option right at that particular moment.
Right.
They're not going to project out and say, well, if I wait, how much will I get? Or if I'll do this, they'll tell you what your options are today. Because they'll say, well, we don't know what's going to change, so we're not going to give you advice on that. So they will give you your outline what's there. But you need, what we do for our clients is, because everybody is unique, we run a personalized scenario for everybody there. You get the two, if it's one single person or if it's a husband and wife, we run the scenarios from the Social Security statements that you can get via the website.
Right, right. So if somebody started taking it at 66 versus 62, they're going to get 100%. And the income test is different. I don't believe there is. I know there's, if you earn so much, there is
once
a change.
Once you get to be full retirement age, there's no income test anymore.
At all.
The actual age, the year of, which would be 66, it's one for every $3 you earn. But then once you become exactly your full retirement age, you can earn $100,000 and there's no penalty.
But there is a little bit of a how much you pay into insurance, depending. If you really get in a stratosphere, you do have to pay a little more insurance, if I remember. Like your
Medicare. You're talking about Medicare now.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a definite.
I remember getting a letter saying, what is this all about?
with Medicare, Part A is there's no premium. Part B is what we're talking about, and Part D. Part B is your hospitalization, and Part D is your prescription. And yes, there are income limits for that. I don't have them in front of me, but it's yes.
You need advice, because there's a lot of options here, and just taking it at 62 to start getting the money may not be your best option. It may look like it's your best option, but once you understand what some of the other options are, and that's where somebody like Ray can be of help to you. There may be other considerations you want to take a look at. Talk about a wife collecting on her husband's, even though her husband is still working. That is amazing to me.
Okay, Social Security has what's called a spousal benefit. So, and this started back years back when early part of Social Security, when a lot of women stayed home and didn't work. So the government didn't want to penalize them for not working because they stayed home with the children. So what the spousal benefit is at full retirement age for the primary earner, the spouse at her full retirement age would get 50% of the primary. So let's take, for instance, if my wife and I'm the primary earner. I get $2,000 at full retirement age. When my wife gets to be her full retirement age, of 66, she can get 50% of that, so she gets $1,000, regardless if she has any earnings on her own. And now she has the ability to take that actually at 62, as early as 62. But again, she's going to get a haircut on that because it'll be reduced.
Right.
So she'll only get 35% of that. So instead of $1,000, she's going to get like $650.
Right, she's going to lose that 35% vig once again.
That's right. So.
And still has the earning test too. Although you probably won't reach that with the 15.
She probably isn't earning anything. But
so the husband can remain working, and I know there's a sort of a loophole. I hate to use that word, but there's a thing that you can start and then defer, and then the wife can start taking her half of his, even though he's still working.
Yes, and actually, just recently, just in November, when the government, Congress passed the new debt ceiling, they took away a popular strategy that we've been employing with clients for the last couple of years. It's called what's called file and suspend. Okay, so let me walk you through how that would work. I am the primary earner, and I have a $2,000 benefit. My wife is can claim a 50% of mine. Well, what I could do is I could file my benefit so that my wife can collect the spousal. She gets 50%. I delay mine, and I collect nothing on it, and I build that 32% that I said, and
right.
It goes up to, you know, $2,600. So then at that age 70, I can collect a bigger benefit. Well, what they did is they took that away, and there's a window of 6 months. So April 29th is the last day of 2016 that you can do something such like that. The new rule says that the only way my wife can claim is if I actually collect mine.
Okay.
So you can't file and suspend anymore after 6 months.
So there's a limited window still available, but after 6 months, that's going to disappear. Once again, you can give Ray a call and ask him how this would work for you. There's one other that fascinates me, and that is that if the wife, and we have a lot of remarriages or second marriages or maybe relationships like I'm in, we're both divorced a long time. We've been together for 25 years. And Marilyn just recently discovered that she can collect on her ex's Social Security and keep working. How does that work?
Okay. That is, there's a couple of qualifications. You had to be married at least 10 years. You couldn't remarry. And you had to be separated at least 2 years.
Okay.
So now you do not have to say it was a contentious separation. So I don't really want to deal with my spouse. You don't have to. The ex-spouse collecting off the primary earner, all you need is a Social Security number, and then you can get 50% of their benefit. It doesn't affect them. Quite honestly, that primary earner can get married, and it won't affect you. If they're married for 10 years again and get divorced, there's another wife or spouse
right.
that
so
can
So there could
collect.
Be two or three ex-spouses, as
yes,
long as they
can.
Meet these tests, collecting against his.
Yes.
So they could be getting 150. If he had three 10-year marriages, they
yes.
could be collecting 150% of his, and he's still entitled to his.
It won't affect he and his current wife. Doesn't
That's amazing.
Affect them at all.
That's amazing.
So if you were married at least 10 years and you've been separated for two, I would suggest that you get a hold of a specialist like myself who can talk to you about this, because there is an opportunity for you.
Great. Ray, how do they reach you again?
Okay, you can call me at 908-821-9768, or you can email me at rhawkins@aepg.com.
And once again, Ray is a financial advisor and certified at the CFP level with an RIA outfit called AEPG Wealth Strategies. Easy to talk to. I've worked with Ray in the past, and I've heard some wonderful stories about him from people that have worked with him. My name is Joe Peters, and I'm with Weichert and Clinton, and I do real estate in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas, and I do all of my business is residential. So if somebody out there is thinking about doing something, either as a senior or as a pre-senior, I'm easy to talk to. You give me a buzz, and in effect, I typically pick up the phone unless I'm talking to somebody else already. And I realize that when people call me, it may be a year or two out. It's not immediate business. I try to help them understand what options are available to them, as does Ray. And we'd both love to hear from you if you do have an interest. I'm going to give you a little bit about my contact information in the form of my commercial. And let's see, it's number, there we go.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, once again, it's Joe Peters. Ray just mentioned something to me as we went to commercial that I think is a key point for people approaching retirement age. And retirement age is different for each person. It depends on your goals, your dreams, your situation, your health. It depends on a lot of things. But retiring in place is something we're seeing more and more of today than we were in a previous generations. And what that means is you're probably in the right geographical location to retire. You want to stay within the community that you're accustomed to. They got the doctors, you got the hospitals, you got it. The kids are clear by, the grandchildren are clear by, but you're probably not in the right house. And that's where I can be of help. If you want to take a look at what kind of senior homes are available or a house that's better suited for active adults, I can help you with that. And I'd love to take your call. So 908-238-0118. And if you'd like to talk to Ray, it's 908-821-9768. We appreciate you tuning in. We will be here again in future weeks with other subjects on both real estate and the 55-plus market. And once again, if 55's in your rearview mirror and you're pulling up to 65 or just passing that, this is a show for you. We just want to lend you our experience so that you don't have to go through all the things that we had to go through, sort of give back and help you out and help you jumpstart your retirement or your later years in life. Thank you very much. Joe Peters at Weichert.
USA Radio News, I'm Melody Burkett. Police in Germany think they foiled a terror attack at a soccer stadium. Various reports say a truck bomb disguised as an ambulance was parked at the stadium in Hanover. That's where Germany's national soccer team was to play the Netherlands tonight. The stadium was evacuated and the match was canceled. Donald Trump takes to social media to add his voice to the growing Republican pushback on allowing Syrian refugees into the U.S. More from USA's Tammy Rose.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump once again takes aim at President Obama. This is what he posted on Instagram.
Refugees are pouring into our great country from Syria. We don't even know who they are. They could be ISIS. They could be anybody. What's our president doing? Is he insane?
The White House announced a plan back in September to resettle 10,000 refugees in the U.S. I'm Tammy Rose.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Now they just go to christianpress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with christianpress.com. christianpress.com connects you directly to thousands of journalists, media outlets, news networks, and social media platforms, ensuring your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and digital content will be professionally produced, so your business or organization's message stands head and mountain.